know that an almana gets 100. The chiddush of this mishnah is that a kain is the same by almana. As we shall kain by getel the besula arba meyezuz. But by Bisula, Bezdin Shokainim. I don't think Bezdin Shokainim is a body that made a takana. They didn't make a takana for Klal Yisrael. They made a takana for their family. That their family demanded Arba Meyazuz, Velay Michu Biyadim Chachamim. And there was no Machane. Velay Michu Biyadim Chachamim, which means the Chachamim accepted it. So the Gemara explains Amana, Takana, Amana Kainim Suvasa Masayim. One bride says, I'm going to get 200. When I say, nah, it's not like our Mishnah. After someone says, Yisrael, I'm going to get 200. The Gemara answers, I'm going to get 200. I'm going to get 200. A car kicking with the Sula, and they get 200. Initially, they did it 400 and 100. Kiva the Chazul, the Mizazuli Bahu. So they saw it, the Zilzul, because the Sula gets double, and the Amana does not get double. The Kino Luhu Masai, so they said, let the Amana get double as well. Even the Chazu, the Kapusha Minayim, they saw that the people apparently cared a lot about the cost of the Ksuba. They were Pirish. Amar, Adin the Sivinon Almanet Kayin, they will make the Ksuba by Israel. Adin Almasai, they returned it to 100. They returned it to 100. So this is the Zakon. Now, today's shiur is about the topic of Taisus Ksuva, which is the one topic that the sugi is about. And before anything, you just have to know what a Taisus Ksuva is and where it has anything to do with practical halacha. The first mishnah in the fifth parak, parak Alpha P, says that Alpha P, that Chazal will nisak in 200 and 100. If a person wants, the Rav Tzalahaisis might. Somebody chooses, he's allowed to add whatever it is that he wants to a ksuba. Now, right away, we have a problem. If the halacha is, in Rasul Ha'isif Ma'isif, anybody could add, so what's the chiddush of our mission? What's the chiddush of our gemara? What? So the kasha is, what's the chiddush of our mission? The Mordechai is the kasha. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? If anybody wants to add can add, then of course the kainim there, anybody can add. The Mordechai answers, and to understand what he answers, I just would like to explain to you a little of what's in the ksuba. You go to Chasnas, they read the ksuba, most people have no clue. You know what it is that they're reading because it's not important to pay attention. But the fact is that a ksuba, the way we write it, we have a pre-printed ksuba or an artist writes it, but the zufik is the same for everyone. And we have a ksuba which contains in it the three places where an amount of money is mentioned. Anybody know what the three amounts of money are? Huh? Ksuba. Ksuba. And we get a ksuba to every ksuba. The third thing. What? Sorry, sachar kol. We count sachar kol, we have four. Okay, so I'll tell you the big secret. That nobody knows, but it's public because they read it at every wedding. Except that they read it in Aramaic, which is not that easy. And the ksuba says first, Yahavna l'chimayar b'sulaychi kesezuzi masan. First it says, which you expect, I will give you mayar b'sulaychi, the amount that the soul is entitled to, which is kesezuzi masan, the chaz b'chimu deray. That's called the gufa ksuba. The ksuba itself is 200. And then there's something else. That is that when a woman gets married, in the chasm she brings into the home, the husband is the kabbal achrayus to give back in the same log and the same basil. The assets that a woman brings in, she's entitled to have. If there's a guest, she's entitled to get back. So what we write in the ksuba We write Don Nidanya, then Halas Le Nidei Avuha. There's space there, because if she has a father, you write Nidei Avuha. If she doesn't have a father, you write Nidei Nashia. But you write, Bein Mekesef, Zav, Tashitim, Bamanei Bavusha, Bishimush Adira. Whether she brought in gold or silver, or clothing and jewelry, and Shimush Adira means things that you use in the house, Shimush Adarsa, things you use in the Arsa, the bedroom, linen, whatever she brought in. Hakel Kibbul Olav Tachandanan, the Mayor's cooking candle. So there's another 100, which is we call Nidanya. Nidanya is actually in the same world. That's the second figure, which is 100. So 200 for Tzula, 100 that we add. And then we say, Vitzavi Chasandanan, voice up on the delay, oi, Mayor's cooking candle, Tzarev, the Tzitzit Tzula. So we have in every Tzula a Tzitzit Tzula of 100, and then we say, Sacha Kreel Masayim, Sacha Kreel. It's only Sacha Kreel, the Nudanya, and the Taisus Tzuba. Now the whole Tzuba comes out to be 400. 200 for Tzuba, 100 for the Nudanya, and another 100 for the Taisus Tzuba that we eat. Taisus Tzuba, if you like, I may as well get it. Now if you really want, when you get married, you really could cross this out. You could tell the Tzadis that you don't want to give a Taisus Tzuba, and you prefer to remove it, it won't do much for you, but they make trouble. But I'm saying it's not required. Taisus Tzuba is not required in a Tzuba. There was a minig tais that the chassan would add to the Tzuba. And since it was a minig tais, now that we use a standard nusach, we just add the Taisus Tzuba. But it's not required. All that the Tzuba has to have is the 100 plus the chassan. I didn't read to you, but the chassan also is the Kabbalah himself, the mezainis of his wife, and to treat her properly. Now these things are all part of the Tzuba. Again, the three figures are the figure for the 200 for the Ksuba, the 100 that we had for the Nadan, the Danya, and the 100 that we had for the Tzitzit. What? It's also not required to be written. No. It's also not required. So, and this is what we have in all of our Ksubas. By second marriage, the Gufa Ksuba, you all know, is 100. We have the Tzitzit Ksuba is 50, and the Nadanya is also 50. It really makes no sense why in a second marriage in the same aluf should be less than in the first marriage. If anything, it's usually more. But anyway, this is the way we do it. We might be allowed to do it. And this is the way it's done. So it's 50-50 and sacha kol 100, which is what we do by a second. Now this is the nusach of every ksuba. Now we write it's not the whole nusach, but this is the figures part of the ksuba. The issue in Taisus Tzuba, there's one machlokes rishayim based on our sugya, which is the whole tumul in Taisus Tzuba. Everything, I'm not aware of any other lumdis in Taisus Tzuba. The question is, when you add Taisus Tzuba, you have to do it this way, the way we do it. You say 200 for Tzuba, it's Tzavi, Chassan, Denan, Vaisif, Mamidilei, Ois. Why don't you just write 300 in the first place? You want to give a Taisus Tzuba, so write 300 kesses of cooking kesses. Huh? Well, Taisus Tzuba has the same thing as Tzuba, basically. Huh? Why? You don't have to need a certain Taisus Tzuba. But if you write the 300, it's still Taisus Tzuba. If you write 300, what's the difference?
You don't know.
Who cares how you write it? So this 200, you know.
Well, maybe it's really 100, maybe it's
something other. What? What? Once you make any contract, you can't change your mind. And the Ksuba is no different. Once you made it, it's binding. So there was a Machlokes Rishayim. The Ran, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, he says that you can write it in the Gufa Ksuba, you don't have to write separately. The Ran says, no problem. If you write it into the Gufa Ksuba, and that's like the Ksuba. You're adding to the Ksuba. Mordechai and our Gemara disagree. Mordechai says, no. You cannot write Taisus Ksuba as the Gufa Ksuba. You have to write it separately the way we do it. And his Raya is, because of what we asked,
What's shot in our Mishnah? That Bezna Shal Kainim HaYagayim LeBesula Arba Meyazuz. What's the Chiddush? Anyone could add Taisa Besula. But the Mardachai, no. Anyone else who wants to add Taisa Besula must write it separately, the way we do it. By Kayanim, they could write it in the Besula itself. They could call it Arba Meyazuzi in the Iker Besula. So Dr. Mardukai derived from our Mishnah, not like the Ram. Because otherwise, our Mishnah is not a Chiddush. Anybody could ask for more. The Chassid asking, so you get more. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Now, Lamai must be everyone else has to write it separately. And he could write it this way. What? What is how you write it? So that, the Mardukai doesn't say, but I think I could figure it out. I think I can figure it out, no? We can touch it. We can touch it the other day. Bezna Shal Kayanim? See the time of the Mardukai. It's generally accepted that this Taisus and the Mardukai have the same Shita. Except the Taisus doesn't say it directly. Let's learn the Taisus and you'll see. Bezna Shal Kayanim by a guide. So by Nichu Biyadam Chachamim, the Taisus. Apa Pisha by Kasa Balashan Taisus. Ela Arba Meyes, the Fazilachi. Even though you write it in the Guf HaKsuva. Now who holds you write it in the Guf HaKsuva? Side around side of Mardukai. They both learn our Mishnah, you write it in the Guf HaKsuva. Just the Ran holds you can do it any time. The Mardukai says, Dafka by Kayim. Right? So these first two lines are not a riot to one sheet or the other. Follow. So everybody holds in our Mishnah, you write it in the Guf HaKsuva. The only difference is whether this is true of anyone or not. Let's see Taisus Lashon. Kasaka died of the light tig there. Deloy chazu, what does that mean? I would have a havamina, the light tig there. Now you came on, I would have a suva. Deloy chazu, what does that mean, chazu? It's not chazu lechi. What do you mean chazu lechi? It's right for you. It's not right for you. I'm giving it voluntarily. So Tais says, why would I think you cannot write more in the Gufak Suva? Because it's a sheker, it's not chazu lechi. The Belashan Taisus, like us, I would need to write a Belashan Taisus. I would think it's no good. Kamash Malan. Don't listen to the word. Kamash Malan, the Minik Taiz Ma'ayhu. It's a great Minik. Beroy, Liyais, the Kahuna, who Mishpachais, and you Chasais. The Shaykh Bahula Meimer, the Chazi Lachi. Afilu, like us, and Laksuba. Gaiva Abameyas. Oh, Afilu, like us, is another thing. One thing. The Shaykh Bahula Meimer, the Chazi Lachi. What's Taisus say? Right, we as the Kuna Mishpach Zemi Chassis, the Shabu Mamem of the Chazilechi, those two lines. Not like the Mardukai or the Ram. Not like the Mardukai or the Ram. Taisus is saying that anyone could add to the Gufak Suma, or Dafka Kainimu Mishpach Zemi Chassis. How do you read the Taisus? Why? Why not everyone else? That's the way it sounds in Taisus. The Chakas Machakas, what is Taisus this way? The Taisus is saying only Kainim and Mishpachas and Yuchasim could use the language of Chazilachim. It's right for you. What do you mean it's right for you? Yeah, it's right for them. The Kainim, Mishpachas and Yuchasim, they're right to get a bigger Ksuvim. Only they could write a Lashon to Chazilachim. Everyone else cannot write a Lashon Chazilachim, which is what the Mardukai says. The Dafka Kayanim and Mishpachas and Yuchasid could write such a Lashon. And nobody else. No one else could write such a Lashon. The Taisus Yamtif, the first mission in the fifth parak, the Taisus Yamtif understands Taisus differently. He understands that Taisus holds, you can write it for anybody. You can write it for anyone. If your wife is not Mishpachas and Yuchasai, she's not a Mishpachas Kuna, you cry Chazi Lachi. I hold that you're very Chashuv, and I hold that you're entitled to more. This is Yantif, it goes into Taisus, that the pshat is that anyone could write it. Just like you could call this family, well, mine's the family of Mishpachas and Yuchasai, and there are many families who think they're Mishpachas and Yuchasai, and it's not true. Baruch Hashem, they come from a brother Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Zayda was a millionaire that made some shrubbish in the chassid. Some people, that's the chassid. Some people, if the Zayda was a dayan or a rabbi, it's the chassid. Some people, different people have different ideas. But the Tzitzit Yosef, anybody you hold, if you hold she's chassid, you can give her, you can add it to the Kufa. So the machlokes is how to learn Tzitzit like the Ran or like the Mordechai. Either way, it's a machlokes. Machlokes around the Mordechai. The question is, should we put Tzitzit in with Shitas Mordechai, which I think is more fits better into Tzitzit? I would see Tzitzit when I learn Tzitzit, I put Tzitzit like the Mordechai. Or do we put Tzitzit with the Ran? It'll be enough giving how we set up how to paskin. If the Torah would approve, Mishpacha Mifasa should get more ksuba. Why? What's the logic? Mishpacha should get more. It's a logic that there are some objective way of measuring that they're chashuv. So of course you think your wife is chashuv, but not everyone thinks. It doesn't matter what you think, it depends objectively. Kayanim, it's an objective criterion. He's a Kayan. It doesn't depend on my personal opinion. It's subjective. But if you cross it, it's a cross it.
There are someone here who select two people from a specific line of one descendant of one shade of the Hanan.
That's right. So that I have no problem.
So
if we just say Kayanim, I would agree. What about Mishpasim Yilchasim? How do you define a mishpacha that's miyuchis? Well, it's not miyuchis. We're all miyuchis. It's not miyuchis. A ger can't claim to be miyuchis. Everybody else can claim to be miyuchis. No? No? Well, make someone miyuchis. Tell me, how do you have to figure it out?
If you're dealing with families, if you could figure out which family was descendant of David,
then I'd be masking. Then you have an objective thing. Based on David, we all agree. Based on David is a special yichus. But yeah, you're. What are you going to say? Anybody whose name is mentioned in the Nach, his family is miyuchas. Or anybody who's mentioned in the Gemara, his descendants are miyuchas. Like, how do you decide who's miyuchas in that? So it's a very hard thing. And this is the Tzitzit Yosef. Tzitzit Yosef holds that we decide who's miyuchas. Anybody, you all, that they're chashuv, you could write chazulah. What people think. Because you're never going to be able to succeed in finding out if you're Kala is miyuchas. Is people think. What are you going to do? You make a poll? You commission a poll? How do you figure it out? How many people have to say ah? And they have to say ah loud or loud or low ah is also good. It's like it's hard to. But something is objective. It means it has a firm way of deciding. Objective figure, a start of time. Yeah, it's easy. I can figure it out. If you want to tell me based on it, it's also fine. You can tell me anything. You tell me specifically is fine, but just to save your fasai. So I can't define it. So therefore, the Tosfos Yantif argues, since we cannot define it, therefore we'll say anybody could add to it. Anybody can add. If you hold that she's your fasai, you can give a vote.
Why do we use the lashon
of yuchis? Right, that's really. Well, that's the disagreement between, again, this is the Tzitzit Yosef holds that it's for anybody. The Chakas Machaika calls, no, it's an objective thing. It's only Chayim and Mishpachas Mishpachas. How's he going to answer the question, how do you define Mishpachas like the Chakas Machaika? So he, you know what he says in the Chakas? He says, Mishpachas is any family that gets the 400 all the time. If in this family, people who marry them consistently, I'm asking to give 400 nitzuba. That defines new chassid. As a matter of fact, in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't even say mishpacha is new chassid. It's kayanim, who mishpacha is shenagu to get 400. So according to that, there is an objective thing. Any family that asks for 400 and always gets it, so by them that becomes normal. And once it becomes normal, they can write it into the Gufa Ksuv. The first one had to write it into Taisa. Because when he started, he wasn't mishpacha. Now, unless you think that this is a small machlokes that's not negeya, it's very negeya. It's negeya to the situation I discussed with you once before, and that you have a girl who's getting married, a woman who's getting married, who is a bu'ula, and it's secret. Everyone thinks she's a basula. When you have this situation, she's getting married. Everyone thinks she's a basula. So how fast she has to tell? Now they have a shayla, what are they going to do at the wedding? So I mentioned to you last time, Rav Moshe holds that she could take a regular ksuvas basula and use it, provided that she's someone who's muteris b'kayanim. She was on earlier with Israel, and she didn't come up with l'kayanim. So she can use a regular ksuvas basula, and Ramesha Paskin that that's acceptable. In other words, it's the chassid maskin, of course. He's giving 200. He only has mechuyah to give 100. But what's the second 100 be taisa ksuvas? That's what we do. She's a bula. She's really only entitled to 100. So how do we give her ksuvas 200? Let it be. If he's maskin, let it be taisa ksuvas. So she shouldn't be embarrassed at the wedding. Well, he's willing to give her another 100. Now we are going to write this. We're going to come to the chuppah and write mana the chazi v'chi. V'haisef l'am in delay. That's not going to take away the embarrassment. And she wants to pretend she's a psula. So she wants the ksuba should say 200 and become a ksuba. So according to the shita saran, that's acceptable. The Lord says you can do that. And the way Taisus Yad different Taisus they hold you can do it. And Shechet, according to the Mardukhai, and according to the Chalkis B'chaikik's understanding of Taisus, you cannot do it. So it comes out, it's totally a different Chalkis. According to the Ran, you can do it, right? The 200, big deal. According to the Mardukhai, you cannot do it. You have to find a different answer. Another answer I mentioned to you is to use the fake Suba under the photo. And the Chassakal will know between them that they have another ksuba, which is the ksuba. So he told you this machlokes, how you go about doing it.
What
do
you call
the Eidik? The Eidik ksuba. Well, the Eidik ksuba and the fake ksuba is no problem. You pull the Eidik. But the real ksuba, you have to have the Eidik. There has to be two Eidik who will know. You have to have two Eidik who will know. The told you this machlokes, I think. How do we pass it? Shulchan Aruch, both Shitas are brought, Simin, Samachov, Siv Zayin. The first Shita is brought Stama, and that's the Ran. The second Shita is brought for Yesh Aymrim. What's the general rule? When one Shita is Stama and one Shita is Yesh Aymrim? What? I write the Stama. But here, the Ran is what the Maramah writes. He writes the Ran Shita. The Yesh Aymrim is the Mardukhai. And he says the Chay Na'agu. The Minig is like the Mardukhai. So the way Rav Moshe apparently understands, and others as well, that those who are Matir are using it, they hold that the Iker Halach is like the Ran. The Minig is like the Mardukhai. Because why not? He adds all the Shitas. That's why you write up to them. The Hatshelo, we do like the Mardukhai. But if there's a Tzairah, you're allowed to rely on the Shitas of Ran. The Grah says Halach is like the Ran. And therefore, in these cases where we allow such a ksuba to be used, we are being saiva hashita saran, and like the Mardukhai is taken over.
That way,
that the Mechaber holds the Iker and Lomdis is like the Ram. It's a Ramah, it's actually a Ramah that brings two sheikas. And when he says, hey, no, well, he means, why not? A normal ksuba, why not? Just write it separately, he has all the sheikas. He might as well be at the Mardukhai too. seems to me from the top Rashi that the top Rashi also learned like the Mordechai. The top Rashi, even though he's going on Amona, see, he writes the last words of the Rashi, Kainam Kashivit Fei, Ugnai Lahem Yerushay Ben Isayim Yaisim Yisrael. He tried to explain why Kainam, why should they get more? He says it's a bigger Gnai. He's explaining why it's Chazi Lachim. There's some logic to it. It's just that they're probably guy, but they want more. There's some logic to it. Let's just finish the Gemara. Bezer Shokainim, Amr Rav Yudah Mishmur, Lai Bezer Shokainim, Bovar Amru, Ala Filu, Mishpachas, and Yuchasis Yisrael, Ratu Lassis, Gider Shokainim, Maisim, Maisim. Anybody can do it. I may say. A right to Lassis, Gider Shokainim, Maisim, because I'm about Yisrael, a Kayin. That's kind of Yisrael, Maisim. Right, it's only if one of them is a Kayin. That's Yisrael, a Kayin, not kind of Yisrael, who do you can talk to him? Have a Bat Yisrael, Yisrael, Lai. What's the Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha? If we have a deal, Pastor Sosrael Lai, that's what can't do what? Can't do what? Can't make it required. If the Chassan doesn't agree, you can walk away from it. By Kaidim also, if the Chassan doesn't agree, you can walk away. You can do that, right? Anybody can do that. Right. Yisrael, Yisrael, Lai. Well, Yisrael, Yisrael, I can't tell the chassan, listen, we're both Yisraelim, but still, either give up 400 or I'm not asking. She can't say that. So what's the Shadda Gemara about Yisrael, Yisrael, Lai? Yeah. Like what? You can't do what? According to the Mardechai Pshat is very good. Avul Yisrael Yisrael Lai, you can't write it in the Gufak Suba. The Mardechai is very partial. Avul Yisrael Yisrael Lai, you cannot write it in the Gufak Suba. According to the Ran, Yisrael Yisrael Lai, why not? I thought anybody could do it. What's Yisrael Yisrael Lai? Pshat made a mind. So we'll have to answer. And really, this kasha shvara in the Mishnah too. That's the kasha on the round. Why does the Mishnah specify kayanim? Anybody could do it. Anybody, anybody. So the Ritva answers, and so this is in the Shita Mekubetus as well, that the chiddush of kayanim and mishpachas miyuchasas is that if they do it, stama it becomes that way. That once the kayanim did this regularly. If you have any mishpachim yuchasis that does it regularly, if anyone marries their daughter, it's automatic. Stama it's that way. Like Tesha says at the end of the title. It's automatic. If you don't stipulate, then automatically it's 400. So that's the Gemara saying. The Mishnah saying, Kayanim only. I mean, the Gemara being mishpachim yuchasis only could have such a thing that stama it's the higher amount. But Yisrael Yisrael Lai, but there's no such thing. By two Yisraelim, that stomach the automatic amount. That is the way the man will have to learn. That's what's special. And stomach that way. Gemara answers, "Lay me by Yikon. Lay me by Bat Yisrael Yisrael. The Lay Matzi Yami Lo Yikam Ailu Lay. A Bat Yisrael Kain the Matzi Yami Lo Yikam Ailu Lach. A Malai Kamash Malai. But really, any Mishpach of Yuchasid could do. The problem with the Ran of the Ritva is that what are they talking about? Stomach. Stomach. If you get married, stama, how much do you pay? So the Mishnah is saying only kayanim. The Gemara has only mishpachim yuchasai. Stama, you pay 400. Anybody else? No. You don't want to make an arrangement. Really, this is not an advantage. Let's say you go into a grocery store. You go to the grocery store, you take a container of milk, and you know the owner. You say, I'm in a rush, I'll pay you tomorrow. How much do you have to pay? Person was that way. If you come the next day and he says this price, he says, what do you mean? It's cheaper down the block. What do you pay? You pay the price for the going price that day, right? It's a regular different fashion mishma. If you don't stipulate, it's automatic. So what's going on with this Ritva? Ritva's saying and the Ram. What's special about Kainim and Mishpachas Milchasos? What's special is that if you don't say anything, it's automatically the higher amount. Mashayim came what? From Mishpach Mashayim Milchasos. If you don't say anything, it's 200. From Anashah. What are you talking about? Is it a family that always gets 400? They're not Milchasos. Do they always insist on 400? So then Stami Shef pay 400. If it's a family that does not always insist on 400, you don't have to pay 400. Like what's shot you out of the bed? So somebody, I remember, one of you showed me today in the Shifum Kubetas with footnotes that they asked this kasha on the Ritzvah. That's the kasha. What's special about Kainim and Mishpachas Miyachasos, according to the Rat and the Ritzvah? It's special Stama. Stama always goes according to what's normal. So what's special? Like the Mordechai, it's special. You can put it into Gufak Sufa. Fine. Put it around. One final question. We write the Chazi Lachi Nidai Raisa. How do you explain the Nidai Raisa, even by Chayim? You put in 400. Or Bu'ula, you want to take it out, you put in 200, the Chazi Lachi. Okay, we'll go to the Chazi. Chazi Lachi, a Chasher to his work. Did I rise? Chazi Lachi, did I rise? Yes? This is for the rights of the rights, is right, Chazi Lachi. So I saw Truman in the Chazi Yitzchak. He had the same similar type of shadow. He writes, we learned, on that Yud, Taisus learned the Chazi Lachi with the rights and he destroyed human affairs. The Rush, who held that it's a drabana, he stuck in a comma. He said 200 is the Chazi Lachi, comma. The deraisa, it's kesef deraisa, kesef tsuri, which are deraisa dikka coins. That's how the Rush learned. The Chazi Lachi, comma, the deraisa. He says, must be, then with the Shasat Chaz, the senech on the taich of the Rush, that the Chazi Lachi, it's right to you. The deraisa, meaning I promise you, coins that are deraisa dikka coins. But not that the money is right in the fire, it's not going to outline it. So, the Tsuma has to be understood that way. Okay. From here to the end of the parrot is basically, there are other stories, there are other sides of this, but basically, a totally new issue of who's believed, who has nemanis. I would like very much to consider the Iker from Yudamit. On the days from the school of Suvasa Masayim, the shiur we had on Suva, and on Yerach Amirah with Gerkotin, and you should certainly have the Gemara Shittaisa to make sure you know it. Please put in the time, and when you finish, you'll have two blocks that you know well. Tuesday, we start with the next mission.